Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, as Hurricane Gustav makes landfall at the southern end of the Mississippi River, Hurricane Sarah Palin is making landfall in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the Republicans are attempting to sort out how to run a convention when all this important news is taking place. The McCain campaign is expecting this week to roll out its new VP pick.
It's always safer in politics to just avoid risk and to go along with the status quo. But I didn't get into government to do the safe and easy things.
Sounding very enthusiastic and upbeat, that was Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin, announced on Friday as John McCain's pick for vice president. We go to the Republican convention now, live to Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein. Sarah Palin, very upbeat, very enthusiastic, with a lot of credentials that at least ostensibly address issues that John McCain is concerned about in his whole campaign between now and November.
That's right. And Governor Palin has now arrived here in the Twin Cities. The place to be was the hotel where she was staying last night. She certainly has created a sort of frisson in the Republican Party. I mean, on the one hand, there is this excitement that in a year where the Republican brand, according to Republican strategists, is damaged, she is going to help with what they were worried about, which was suppression of the vote on the right. That she, because she is strongly pro-life has solid evangelical credentials, that will stimulate the vote at that wing of the party. On the other hand, a bit of an undercurrent of concern among some Republicans here that her relatively short term as governor makes it hard for them to argue that Barack Obama is inexperienced.
Well, I gather Barack Obama, they got a rise out of Barack Obama last night who made some sort of comment.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's one of the things that's fascinating is that you may remember Barack Obama made his announcement about a vice presidential candidate on a 3 a.m. text message. And by 7 o'clock that morning, the McCain people had a television advertisement ready to go attacking Joe Biden. The only television ad that the Democrats have is a very soft one saying that, Governor Palin is John McCain's running mate. We know who his real partner is. And then they have a picture of John McCain and George Bush. Last night on 60 Minutes, Obama was asked about Governor Palin, and this is what he said.
She seems to have a compelling life story. Obviously, if she's a fine mother and a up-and-coming public servant. So it's too early for me to gauge what kind of running mate she'll be. My sense is that she subscribes to John McCain's agenda.
Well, she would certainly have to be on the ticket, but it felt to me as though Obama seemed a little uncomfortable talking about Sarah Palin at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's one of the things that the Democratic ticket is going to have to figure out, is how to handle Governor Palin. And, you know, the comment that he made, she's a fine mother, to some people that may sound like an important qualification. To others, it will sound dismissive. Up-and-coming public servant is how some people describe Barack Obama himself. So he may be treading on difficult territory when he gets into making an argument about who's more experienced, and already some Republicans are talking about that.
Well, we're going to talk about the strategy and the sort of strategic formula that Sarah Palin ostensibly represents here with this choice. But before we do that, Andrea, I mean, John McCain caught everyone in the media off guard on Friday. Do you think they've caught, and you've already sort of alluded to this a little bit, do you think they've caught the Democrats off guard?
It does seem that the Democrats have a certain lack of preparation, as evidenced by the fact that they haven't exactly come out swinging. They're probably figuring that out right now. I mean, on the campaign trail, Sarah Palin has helped John McCain draw some of his biggest crowds. He had about 17,000 people over in St. Louis. And by the way, if anybody is questioning whether the suspension of the convention activities is on message, you only have to look at the big graphic of John McCain and Sarah Palin at a rally in St. Louis, standing on a giant map of America that says country first. that is the opportunity that this suspension of the convention gives them the opportunity to argue. On the other hand, all of America is waiting with bated breath to hear more from Sarah Palin.
And they're going to learn about her.
My guess is the Republicans are very much hoping that she will have a chance to make a speech this week.
And they're going to learn about her meteoric rise from head of the PTA to mayor to governor of Alaska. It's an unusual trajectory, to say the least.
That's right, and she's very popular in Alaska. I mean, Alaskans that I've spoken to, talk fondly of the things that she's done. However, they do point out that on many issues, health care policy, education policy, foreign policy, she's still a cipher. And while she's been aggressive in certain areas, energy policy, and also taking on her own party on certain corruption issues, there are vast issues in the portfolio of a vice president and, of course, president that Sarah Palin has yet to address in her 2 years as governor of Alaska.
All right. Well, Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Political Director, thanks for joining us from St. Paul. We're going to continue our discussion of the strategy of Sarah Palin and the rollout that's going to continue all week in St. Paul. Thank you, Andrea.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.